already the rabbis shaygeg kemeset that bechlal odom amazik is chayiv even though he does damage b'shaygeg. The einus karotzen, even though he's an einus, also he's chayiv karotzen. So we use the pasuk already once petzatagas potza. So Moritz says no, we can learn out both things from here, because im kain, if so, if it's only for shaygeg and kemeset, nichta kro petza bepetza. My petza tachas potza. What's the extra word tachas? Shemamina tarati. We learn out two things from here. First of all, that Odom HaMazik is chayiv even b'shegeg. And secondly also, that you have to pay for tsar, even b'mokim we have to pay for nezek also. Rav Popo Mishmei Derovah Omar Omar Kuro, the Pasuk says, V'rape Yerape. The word you have to pay for the doctor bills. So it comes to teach us here the extra word, Litein Rufuah b'mokim nezek. That even in the case that you have to pay for nezek, you should know you also have to pay for the doctor bills. If you damage, you cut off his arm. So even though you paid how much the body is worth less now, you also have to pay for the doctor bills to heal him. So Maris Takashi is an extra for that. We need it already. Look at Tanya, like look at Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel. To Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk says, Verape, Yerape, is Mikan, from here we learn out, Shenitna Rishus, Leroyfe, Lerapois. That is the Pasuk that teaches us that a doctor has a right to do his job to heal people. Memela, that we have a right to use a doctor. Like Rashi said before, otherwise we would have thought to say that since Hashem is the one that made the sickness, so Hashem should be the one to heal you also. Kamash from the Pasuk, no, we have a right, we're supposed to go to a doctor. That's the Pasuk of a Rape, a Rape. So we need the Pasuk already to teach us that a doctor has the right to do his job to heal us. So Mara says, no, Imkain is so, only for this Rasha, Nichtav Kro, the Pasuk should have said, V'roife, a Rape. How come I have to say, Verape Yerape? What's the Verape? She just said the Rafi has a right to heal. Shemamina, here's the proof, Litein Refuah B'Mokim Nezik. It's coming to teach us a second Chiddush, that the Mokim that you have to pay for the Nezik, you should know you also have to pay for the doctor bills. I don't think that since you pay for the Nezik, how much the body is worth less without the arm, you're parted from doctor bills. No, you still have to pay the doctor bills. Mor says, V'yakati still mi boile, I still need this Pasuk Verape Yerape. Like we learned before, that the Pasuk said the second time, doctor bills. Like we had those sugi before, that you have to pay even though he gets sick a second time. Now let's say you hit him once and he had a wound, and that wound started to heal up, and then he got worse, and he got sick again, that you have to pay even a second time. So we use already this Pasuk of a rafi, rafi, you have to pay even a second time if he has a relapse because of the first sickness. So we used it already, Verape Yerape. So Mara says, no. Im kain, if so, for this drasha, Lein Makro, the Pashtun should have said, Oy Rape Rape, Oy Yerape Yerape, My Verape Yerape, how come it changes it around, Verape and then Yerape? Shema Mina comes to teach us also, Litein Refuah B'Mokim Nezek. It's also here to teach us that B'Mokim you have to pay for Nezek, you still have to pay the doctor bills. That's what's teaching us. So Mara says, Nechlal, it's a proof here that since we need Sukkim to teach us that when you pay Nezek, Tsar, Ripa, Shevas, Boshes, it can all be together. Even though it's in one shot, you have the Nezek and the deductibles and the Tsar, still you have to pay. But otherwise, it would have been Mashma. Nechlal, the Mishkachas Lu, Shaloi, the Mokim Nezek. That you could find to have to pay deductibles or to have to pay the Tsar, even when there's no Nezek involved. Like we're saying, Sukkim Chidushim, that you have to pay even B'mokim Nezik. Mashma Poshup Shat would have been, without Nezik, you would have to pay for Tsar, for the doctor bills. That's the question, how do we have this? How do we have the case that you have to pay for Tsar or for doctor bills without a Nezik? So Mara says, Shalei B'mokim Nezik Hekam Shkakas Lo. Tsar Pain Kiriktoni, like we learned already. Tsar Kivoye B'Shvud Oy B'Mesamer V'Yafilu Al Tziporno, like our Mishnah says. If you take a hot, or shvud, a hot spit, or a hot nail, and you hit him on his nail, you burn like his nail, mokam shein waisechabura. That's the place that you don't do any damage to the body itself. The body doesn't get ruined. There's no nezik involved. There's only tsar. You have to pay for the pain you gave him. So this is the case that you have tsar, shlei b'mokam nezik. Now, ripui, where's the case you have to pay doctor bills without having a nezik? Teve koyev lei midi. A person had a wound, something was bothering him. V'solik, and it got better. V'yaisilei sama harifa. Now somebody came and put upon you a sharp sam, a sharp sef. V'yachvore levisra. and it made your skin there turn white. That's what it did to you. He didn't ruin you at all. You had a wound already, just was healing up. Now somebody came now and put some sharp saif on you that made the skin turn white. The bisra. And now you're going to have to buy some medicine to make the color change back to normal skin. So that's the case. If you have the deductible to buy this new seif, even though there's no chabura, you weren't mercy, you didn't add into the chabura. He had the chabura before already. You didn't add anything more to the nezik. This is the case that you have to pay for the deductibles without paying for the nezik. Shevis, where's the case you have to pay? The fact he's not working, even though there's no nezik. Poshit, tahatke biindurnya, obotle, where you locked him up in a room. You took a guy and you locked him up today. He's supposed to go to the work today. The boss is supposed to work. He gets to pay $25 an hour. He would have worked 8 hours today. Would have made a fortune. So now that you locked him up today, he can't make his money. So there's no nezik involved. He didn't ruin his body. He just locked him up. So in such a case, you have to pay for shevis, even though there's no nezik involved. Boishes, where's the case of embarrassment? Poshid, the rock lay biape. Somebody spit in your face. So the maaser, there's no nezik. He didn't ruin you. You're not worthless. He only embarrassed you. So you have to pay for the boishes, even though there's no nezik involved. So the kids are trying to have the tashlumim one without the others. Now, shevis, how do we pay back for not working? We make him look as if he would be a watchman watching cucumbers. Now, turn around, bottom, we learn like this. Shevis, how do we pay for a compensation for not working? We look as if he would be a watchman to watch cucumbers. You don't make too much money, a simple job. You could ask maybe, it's not right, that's not the right din, it shouldn't be this way. Because before, when this person was healthy, he was a much better workman. He used to get much more pay. He would like schlep things, pick up dolly davli, we're able to schlep things and get a lot of money for it. So how come you're only paying him now how much he would get paid to be a watchman of cucumbers, whereas before he's able to do much more? So more inami or else, ozil b'shliach b'shokal agro. He could have been a messenger and make a lot of money. So why are you only paying him now how much he would get just to watch cucumbers? Of course, not fair. He deserves to get much more. He could have done more. So my answer is like this. Midas hadin lo loksa. No, it's not a kasha on the midas hadin. Shekfa nosen loy demei yodoy udemei ragloy. We're talking about true. You chopped off his arm. So true. When he would have had the arm on, he could do good work. And then he would get much more pay. But that you paid him already. That's called nezik. You paid him how much the body is worth to be sold for slave with the arm or without the arm. So you paid him already for the loss of the arm. Now the question is, what type of work can he do without the arm? Without the arm, he could only be a watchman for cucumbers. So true now, when the arm is still sick, he has to wait till he gets cured. He can't even do that. That's shevis. Because even after you're paying for the nezik, the damage, you ruined him. But still, if he wouldn't be sick now, he'd be able to do work. So the work that he could do now in his matziv, in his stage now, without the hand, that's how much you have to pay him. Or without the foot, that's the shevis you have to pay him. But the fact he could have done more work before, that you already paid him. Well, it means whatever he could do. Whatever he could do. Just to learn, whatever he could do now. Right. Omar Rav says like this. Kita es yodoi, noisen loy demei yodoi. For shevis, if you chop off somebody's arm, you have to pay him the nezik, the damage of the hand, and also the shevis, he's not working. For roya noise, kilu usham mekeshuyim, you look as if he could still be a watchman to watch the cucumbers. Shibaris rag, let's say you broke off somebody's leg, noisen loy demei ragla, you have to pay him for the value of the leg. Like we said, you shot up how much it would be sold for a slave with the leg or without the leg, and the difference you have to pay him. Vishavis, and what's the shevis? What do you have to pay him for not working? He can have a job just watching the door, sitting still. He doesn't get that much money, but that's what he could do from now on. Let's say you blinded somebody. You have to pay him how much it cost, how much the value was of the body went down because he's blind. Vishavis, what about the shevis? He can still get a job by working by the mill grind. He can still grind. So how much you would get paid for grinding to be the mitchina brechayim, to grind by the mill? Chirshoy, let's say you made somebody deaf, you banged him by the ear, you made him deaf. Noisen loy demekuloy. You have to pay him the whole value of the whole body. Kids, a person that's deaf is not worth anything. He can't do any job. If you're deaf, you can't hear, you can't do any work at all. That's worse. So therefore, you have to pay him right away demekuloy, and that's it. Boy, Rav has asked a question. What's going to be koto esiyodoy v'loyim do? First, you went to somebody, knock off his arm, and we didn't value how much it's worth, how much this nezik is worth. Sheba resragloy, then the same person, you went and took off his leg, you broke off his leg. V'loyim do, we didn't value yet how much that is worth. Sima seinoy, then you took out his eye. V'loyim do, we didn't value that much either. Ulev seifen, at the end, chirshu. At the end, you even made him deaf. So Mao, how much money do you have to pay this guy? Should we say, since we didn't value each one separately, it's enough to value them all at one time. Because now, especially that you made Chirshoy, now that you made him deaf, you have to pay the Mekuloy. So that's all, you get away cheaper. Just have to pay at one shot how much he's worth. You just have to pay him like how much this normal person would have been sold for a slave. So that much money you have to pay him now. Since at the end you made him chirshay, he's not worth anything now, so you have to pay him exactly how much he's worth. Or Dilma, maybe no. No, we have to value each one separately. First we have to see how much he would have been sold without the arm, with the arm, without the foot, with the foot, and then chirshay. Each one you have to pay separately. Yavin and lay, and you have to give him each one separately. What's the matter? Or Dilma, maybe no. That chod amdinen. The difference is, if you value each one separately, you have to pay him tsar and boisha separately, for each action separately. Or else, if we look at it all, one big shot, and you only pay him a one shot. You only pay him to make hulay. So Mar says, Nehi dinezek v'ripa v'shevis, to call chad v'chad. Lo yavin alei, kivon de ko yoyiv lei de make hulay. His command to cut le dummy. That's true. You don't have to pay special the Yoshevis or the Nezik. Because since at the end you made him deaf, it's like you killed him, he's not worth a penny. So Pshita, you have to pay him exactly how much the whole body was worth. Well, Yovle, Demekuli, you're paying him Demekuli. But the question is, Tsaru Boishis, Mius, the whole Chod of the Chod of Yoiv, to a heavy lay Tsaru Boishis, that now the tsar, the pain he has and the embarrassment, that you have to pay him each one separately, to heavily tsar abushes, each action separately gave him separate pain and separate embarrassment. So that's the question. Now, v'yim tim slim, if you want to tell me, kivun de loyim duhu, ko yoyiv le de mekule be'ad yadodi, since we didn't value each one separately, therefore when you come to pay now, we look at it as one shot, how much embarrassment there was altogether, how much tsar there was altogether, but what's going to be though, duhu mahu, let's say no, first you knocked off his arm and we valued how much it was worth. Then the leg, we valued that. Then the eye. But you didn't pay it. Now what? At the end when you come to pay, mi amrina do, we say, kivun di amdu chod chod boy le meitzav lei, since we evaluated each one separately, you have to pay each one separately, the tsar and the boishas for each one separately. Or duma maybe no, kivun de loy sholim, since you didn't pay it, kivun de loy sholim, yoyiv lei de mekulei, you only paid one shot, all the boishes, all the tsar, teiku, that's takasofik. It's such a tashlumim, how would we look at the payment, how do you have to pay the payment? More or less. Talimor says, Boi Rabba, Rabba asked a question like this, Sheves ha-poichsosa didomim mahu, Sheves that got worth in less than money, what's the locha? So Rashi says the case is, he ko maka shusorach lishvas m'malachtoi, the guy hit you, that you can't work now. But with Seifer Leah Shalom Kibatchila. But it's only your wound, he gave you a black and blue muck on your arm. So you can't use it so good now. You got a sore arm. You have to wait till the sore goes away. V'yein kan el shevet, there's only shevet. Avo poich so yachshe bedomim. Shemoye bo limke rachshe vo yedomim poichtin. Now in such a case, like he's going to get better later. But I'll call upon him right now, though, if he would have been sold right now with the sore arm, he wouldn't be worth so much. So ma, what's the love of Rashi? Mi mechayev apchaz dom of the hashtaloi. Do you have to pay the nezek for now or not? In other words, the shevet that he can't work now the next 2 weeks, That's for sure you have to pay. How much money he would have got for working, now he can't work, you have to pay him. But the question is, though, these 2 weeks now he's not worth so much. If it would be sold now for an Eved, he wouldn't be worth so much because he can't work so well. But in 2 weeks, though, he'll be all well. He's back to normal. So do you have to pay for that Nezik or not? Or maybe just for the Shevis? That's the Shaila. Kivun the Seifel Achzor Lo Yoiv Lev Lemidi. You don't have to pay for the Pchas. It's not called the real Pchas. Because your body will be worth the same thing later. What are you losing out now? The fact you're not getting your paycheck. That much I'll pay you. For your paycheck, I have to pay you. Or Duma, maybe no. Hashtemiyu Afchasei. But right now, when you gave him a black and blue mark on his arm can't work so well, he's not worth that much to do the work. So may it's called the Pchas Domov, maybe you have to pay it. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, Alocha Hamaka Obevimai. Someone hits his father or his mother. You didn't make a wound there, because otherwise you would have been chayiv misa. So therefore, you didn't make a wound, you're chayiv to pay for the damage you caused them. Or else, if somebody hit his friend on Yom Kippur, he has to